back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour, Born on the 4th of July. I'm your guest host, Dr. H. Ruat. My guest today, Don Nikoloff. Incredible researcher. I got to tell you, you know, Don, when I first heard about you and read some of your work, I thought, who is this guy? How is he doing this? Where is he getting his information? And so I did a little bit of checking up and calling, and you know what? You check out. Everybody that I talked with said, yeah, you know, his sources, his information has proved to be uncannily accurate. And so it's my pleasure and privilege to have you on as a guest on the show. And just again to thank you for the work you do and for your courage in putting out this most important messages. Now, you know, we talked at the first hour about the multifaceted issue of citizenship, and clearly our sitting president, the evidence that you've compiled, you know, he's not a qualified natural-born citizen. But unlike Berg and Tate and others, you go even deeper and show that even the Nigerian birth is not legitimate. Golly, should we dare even talk about what you've uncovered? What you show is really a shocking issue here, that he is the son of a famous individual?
Yes. Well, you said Nigerian. I think you meant to say Kenyan.
Kenyan. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, it really doesn't matter. I've often said it doesn't matter if he's claiming to be the son of the man on the moon. You know.
Yeah. Right.
You know. First of all, let me say this, and I'm just being brief, glossing over this. If there were legitimate Hawaiian birth documents of any sort or school documents, we would see them. I'm not talking about falsified documents. I'm saying legitimate ones. We all have them ourselves, you see. Most American citizens can produce a certificate of live birth with doctor's signatures and on real paper, real pens, real names, real addresses, real jobs, real dates, all of those things. That is non-existent. So if the documents are false, then the photos about those stories of the Punahou School and Hawaii and Honolulu and Columbia University and Harvard University, all of those have to be fraudulent as well. And I began examining equally and in more depth than anyone else I know the validity or the veracity of those photographs. The Kenyan family or the so-called Kansas family, the Hawaiian family, and I saw that they were fraudulent. That's a lot of that is covered in part 6 and part 7 of The Three Stooges Go to Washington. What I discovered is a constant recurring theme with the Dunhams. First of all, their real name is not Dunham. That name was taken from a sailor, a ship captain on the Great Lakes by the name of James S. Dunham, who happened to be very influential in upgrades to the harbor in Chicago. He married into the Bishop family, which is another fictitious family. I feel very strongly were Rothschild Rockefeller agents who set up the banks in Hawaii. Now, this is jumping all over the place, but it's going to make a lot of sense. The Charles Reed Bishop family married the royalty in Hawaii and began using their wealth to establish these banks. But I'm sure much capital was inserted into the banks to enable them to acquire other banks. They set up their financial kingdom in San Francisco upon the death of Bernice Pawahi, who married Charles Reed Bishop. Bishop supposedly had a brother named Henry Bostwick Bishop, and his daughter, Emma Bernice Bishop, married James S. Dunham. That is the connection with Madeline Dunham or Stanley Ann Dunham to the banking families in Hawaii.
Okay, very good. Another short session. We'll be right back after these messages. We'll have another caller we'll bring on the line, and this is Born on the 4th of July.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today we are discussing megadosing, a practice where one ingests a large amount of a vitamin or concentrated nutrient to achieve a specific result, also known as orthomolecular therapy, a term coined by Linus Pauling. This highly controversial practice is not recommended by mainstream medical authorities. However, a number of doctors and scientists have researched and established procedures that achieve wonderful results more often than not. In the case of pandemic flu, megadosing procedures for vitamin C and D should be considered. Vitamin C and D are safe in very large amounts. There is plenty of evidence they have a profound positive effect on your natural immunity. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com today.
Guest today, Don Nikoloff. We kind of needed that break, Don, to take a few deep breaths and clear the cobwebs out. Okay, so now you're saying again that Dunham, the mother of Barack Obama, is an there's no lineage there that's legitimate either.
Yes, they're agents. So therefore, neither the Hawaii nor the Kenya story can be true. On that basis alone, we
holy
don't need
mackerel.
To
so,
argue
you know,
about that.
Wow. All right, so tell us, where does this guy come from? Who is he, really?
Well,
the real Barry Sotera, Barack Obama, whoever, would you please stand up? Who is this guy?
Okay, well, he is an agent, like the Dunhams were, and I'm using that name with hesitance, hesitancy, because I found their names on a list via a pornography picture of the alleged Stanley Ann Dunham, a number YA-438. And when I understood YA stood for Yugoslavia, it led me to a list of spies that were filtered through Australia back in 1950, the same year that the Madrid Circular was discovered. This is the German Russian plot to take over the United States and turn the world into total communism.
Holy mackerel.
Okay. Now, and that's in my research. You will see this in The Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 7. But I encourage people really to read all of this stuff and read it several times, because the first time is going to blow your mind. The second time, you're going to start to pick up things you missed the first time around. And by the third time, you're going to understand that this makes more sense than anything the world is talking
about.
And
then you just realize you've got to take a few deep breaths and gulp and say, by golly, it's worse than I thought.
Yes. Now, there were Rockefeller agents from the outset, okay? And this really goes way back into the 1800s with John D. Rockefeller. However, their purpose was not in Kansas. Their purpose was at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma City. Tinker Air Force Base, I have deduced, was a conduit of arms up to Chicago, across the Great Lakes, and over to Europe. And this James S. Dunham played a role in that. Chicago and organized crime played a role in that. And they had their counterparts, as I mentioned already, in Seattle, San Francisco, Hawaii. We have to include New York. We have to include Washington and likely Florida, which is a nest of Nazi spies and intelligence agents. As well as New Jersey. Now, New Jersey comes up, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about this pandemic thing, too.
Oh,
however,
yeah.
I began from the outset, intuitively, I said, and you asked Don Harkins in Ingry Castle if I did not say Obama's from Indonesia. Right in the very beginning, I said that. And now all the evidence is pointing in that direction. I happened to find a story on Michael C. Rockefeller, the youngest son of Nelson Rockefeller, who was at the time governor of New York. And, of course, they put their family in politics because they controlled the CIA, they controlled the FBI, they controlled Congress. They controlled this nation, and they controlled other nations throughout the world. And though the Justice Department supposedly disbanded this stranglehold that Standard Oil had on the world and on this nation, they broke up that monopoly, and Exxon and Mobil Oil were formed, and they went over to Indonesia, and Michael Rockefeller was there. He's allegedly this anthropologist that recorded the audio for the movie Dead Birds, but that was just putting his name there, because the photographs that represent his having been involved are just like the bogus Obama photos. They're all filled with anomalies that are absolutely impossible in real time.
Uh-huh.
And they faked his death. And what I came up with, because of the eugenic studies, the history of the Rockefeller Foundation for Human Studies, their obsession with Egyptology, And the fact that several cadavers had been dug up, these mummies that were hidden away in various sarcophagi, that they had this intention to take this advanced science, which they spent over 100 years developing and creating literally a character to take over this country. And in the process, create a race war. Michael Rockefeller had to disappear because they could not let it be known that Michael Rockefeller was at least on the father's side, the contributor of the male sperm that created that. They had the
Go ahead.
I was just going to say they had the technology already, long before this character was created, to create artificial entities, which they call cloning today. Okay, cloning technology probably goes back at least to 1926.
You're right. Absolutely right with that. That was one of the big things with the Nazi laboratories. I know that for a fact as well.
Okay.
We have a caller waiting. He's been very patient. Kenneth from North Carolina. Kenneth, as you've been listening to this conversation unfold, I'm sure you have some questions for us. Go ahead. Kenneth, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you?
You're live. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question for Don, and this is my theory, because I've been doing all this searching on all this miscommunications, that the elite people do not care about getting rid of people. So my question is, do you think Obama is a setup for this race war that you're talking about? Because the numbers I keep coming up with is that they love 666, If you turn the three numbers around, it comes up being 999. And for them to bring the UN in, they would have to create a problem that would be big enough like that would happen to call martial law and start getting these vaccines and stuff. That's when it's all going to start breaking loose. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're describing something, again, that brings the Rockefeller family into the picture. They gifted the UN land and the buildings to the UN. They enabled this, you see. They used the UN as a puppet agency to control the rest of the world. That's what's going on. I mean, how many years has the UN been fighting famine? And yet we have greater famine than we've ever had anywhere on the planet, across the planet. They're involved in the money laundering big time. You know, we had oil for food. These programs were never, ever enforced like they should have been. Well, they weren't intended to, you see. This was all the title page for more organized crime and theft and money laundering. That's all it is. I mean, there's no validity to who these agencies are other than they're part of the organized criminal element. Now, as far as the number 666, you know, that's the easiest number to program on a computer. That's the significance of that. When you see 999, all they're doing is turning it upside down, hiding it in plain sight, basically.
Right.
You know, it's we could go on and on and on for hours on this topic, but in the nutshell, these are all plans to take out people, and they put it out there to create fear. It doesn't have to happen, you see. And we certainly can say no to a vaccine and face the consequences. But why do they have to have strong-arm tactics to force us to take these vaccinations under the guise of health, when in reality they were created to destroy our health, to destroy us, to murder us? It's simple what it is.
Well, that's why I say that I feel like that they're going to take Obama out, because the British papers are already starting to write this up for a race war. The British are upset with him.
Yes, yes.
And
historically, they took out Abraham Lincoln. They took out Garfield. They took out McKinley. They took out Kennedy. They can take out anybody they want. But as long as Obama's doing their bidding, they're going to leave him in.
Yeah, okay. But to create the problem, they have to create a big enough problem to do this, and they don't mind sacrificing people, what I've seen.
Well, no, they'll kill 10,000 to take out one. I mean,
right.
You know, they've said that themselves.
So, okay, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Don, you talked about the easiest numbers to program in a computer. Well, let's take this down to the next level, okay? As a periphery, actually, of what you were finding out about the Rockefeller connection, you came across a very interesting lead to this Orly Tate and her husband, Yosef. Right?
Yes, I did.
I mean, talk about that. That's incredible.
Well, I had a couple of private conversations with Dr. Tate. In fact, she had asked me to send her some photographs. Well, she could get the same photographs I could, the way I did, you know, off the internet, off the official releases, supposedly, and these are media releases. These are media authorized releases through the Honolulu Advertiser or the Huffington Post or Obama's own campaign website. Now, while these people in the media condemn the internet, then they justify posting these bogus documents on the internet as being official, as being legitimate. So there's that Hegelian dialectic again, that we don't even stop to think that they're telling us one thing about what we post, they're telling us another about what they post, as if because it's them posting it makes it legitimate. And all we've seen is illegitimacy at every turn, total fraud.
Gotta take a break. We'll get right into this because this is huge, and we're going to link it into this the coming flu pandemic and the vaccines that are being forced. It's an amazing connection, amazing link. You don't want to miss this next half an hour or so. Again, this is Dr. A. Truat. This is Born on the 4th of July. We'll be right back after these messages.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And welcome back. This is Born on the 4th of July. This is Dr. A. Truott with my very special guest, Don Nikoloff. Again, golly, this thing just keeps getting juicier.
It does. Now, if I may, I want to continue answering your question about the Tate's lawsuit.
Yes.
Well, I mentioned to Dr. Tate's that I had sent her these photos 3 times. Certainly, they could have been intercepted because they've been intercepting a lot of my email coming and going. And that's what you put up with when you have a talk show, when you're putting the truth out. There's no other reason for anyone to attempt to block my email other than I'm putting out the truth.
Right.
Okay. So Dr. Tate's asked me a few questions. Have I heard this about aliases? Have I heard this about social security numbers? And I said, Dr. Tate's, I'm the first person to bring this out. I'm the first one to expose the real estate mortgage fraud occurring on the internet through hundreds of databases linked to the courts all of across the nation and tied to international banking and offshore accounts. I'm the first one to do that. So, you know, you're sort of preaching to the choir here. Have you read my research? She, well, I've read some of it. I haven't read all of it. And I said, I can prove to you unequivocally that the Dunhams are not who they say they are, and therefore they cannot be the parents of Barack Obama. And she said, I can't bring that to the court. And I said, why not?
Huh.
That's the truth. And she said, I can't put that in my lawsuit. Well, then she's showing me she's a gatekeeper, that this is a smokescreen lawsuit. But I went down the rabbit hole then, and using the same method I did to uncover the real estate corruption, the corporate corruption, the derivatives and hedge funds and offshore accounts and all of these things going on in the background, including the bogus genealogies. And I looked at her husband, and I found, to my surprise in one sense, and maybe my glee in another, that I found something directly connected to this flu pandemic. And that's that her husband runs a software company that works using the Oracle 8i technology. This is computer technology used to create these genomes of these deadly vaccines. And his company, Daylight Chemical Information Systems, Inc., in Mission Viejo, California, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in Cambridge, England, and in Shanghai, China, was working hand-in-hand with Novartis, the patent holder of the bird flu.
Okay, let's stop it right there, because this is really, really important to drive this nail right through to the next plank. Okay. Without that software, folks, these designer viruses could not be custom made. You got to understand how important this link is. Without that software, without that Oracle 8i, we would not be having a swine flu pandemic today. Okay. That's the key link to show that all of this is absolutely man-made and prescribed for a specific socio-economic agenda. Now, we've tied this back to the gatekeeper. How incredibly important this is, information, people. You're hearing it no place else but right here, right now, today. Go ahead, Don. Follow this through.
Well, okay. You and I talked about this on two shows that we did on my BBS radio broadcast. You'll recall.
Yeah.
That this connection also is connected to the alleged lawsuits that are being filed to stop this from happening. Okay? An individual who was paid a substantial amount of money as a legal retainer, which was either kept by him or according to the alleged comments, was forwarded to Jane Burgermeister, who filed this lawsuit against the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, and Barack Obama to stop these vaccinations from occurring. But Tim Vodder, who represented himself to Elizabeth Book in Florida, is not an attorney. He's filed a brief in the court under his name alone, leaving the possibility of other people to be added, using the term et al. Yet he has a direct link to someone else in San Francisco, in Elkhart, Indiana, home of Bayer Pharmaceuticals. And this is someone that works in the genome mapping industry, the creation of these chips.
I said this from day one when I came out with this information a year ago. Watch for the disinformation experts to come forward. To bring out false trails. And this is exactly what's happening. It's obfuscating the entire, what I call, criminal investigation going on right now. And it's very real. It's very real.
Yes, and I was able to connect the dots to show that these are actual players, that these people are running interference. That's what we need to understand, you see. In this case, it's about creating fear. And misrepresenting what's going on to give people the
folks,
false
listen
hope.
Up. Listen up very carefully to this next part, because I'm going to tell it like it is. It's immoral as all heck to make a biological weapon at Fort Detrick. It's immoral, but guess what? It's not illegal. That's the U.S. Army's prerogative to make, for ostensibly for defense of this nation, a biological weapon. It's not illegal to make a vaccine to counteract that. We're gonna take a break. We'll come right back. We'll drive this home. This is Born on the 4th of July. This is Dr. True Audrico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And welcome back to the final segment of today, August 21st edition of Born on the 4th of July. This is your guest host, Dr. Truot, with my very special guest, Don Nikoloff. Don, I gotta just finish driving this point home. We had to take it during the break. I have some very, very competent legal counselors working with me on this team. I wish they were all pro bono. They're not. I'm having to pay a substantial fee for their counsel, and I don't mind, you know, helping them pay their bills. But they all tell me, look, you know, here's the reality. Creating a biological weapon through the dissection, through using this Oracle 8 software frame to create this biological weapon under the authorization of the U.S. Army is not illegal. It's unethical and probably morally wrong, but it's not illegal. No charges can be brought. And by the same token, taking this reverse-engineered, created biological weapon and being able to put a vaccine out for it is not illegal either. It makes good sense, commercial sense. What we are missing is the proof of release and how it was released to the general public and the world as a whole. Every time somebody comes forward and says, I know how it's done, here's the evidence, this individual either gets whacked and killed immediately, or in the case of Mr. Moshe, last Thursday there in Los Angeles, bringing the information into a U.S. attorney in the federal building in Los Angeles, California. He is stopped cold, and the documents stopped. You see, we cannot really stop this thing unless we have that component, the proof that it was released. I'll give you an example. In 2001, the deadly Ames strain of anthrax was sent out from Fort Detrick as a biological weapon to kill people at Senator Daschle's office and other areas in Florida, outlets of alternative media. That is a crime, and that is murder. Okay? Individuals were indicted. The individual we're talking about, the Dr. Ivan, supposedly committed suicide, but there's a lot more to that story we can talk about on another show. There is no doubt we have the information and evidence that this pandemic flu virus is, in fact, a weaponized strain created at Fort Detrick. We have that document. What we don't know is how it was released and who did it and where, the means in which it was done. Okay, this vaccine that's coming down the pike is not just a new thing, folks. It's been patented. The patent application was made for it back in 2005 by Novartis, the same company who has the software given to Fort Detrick to make this virus in the first place. We have genocide being planned, folks. There's no doubt about it. We can't really stop it unless and until we have proof to bring to the courts. We don't need people out there making these wild accusations, filing these bogus criminal charges against the sitting president, whether he's legal or not. That has to be determined in a court of law. And you know what? Anytime you start threatening and making these unfounded claims, all you do is cause problems and dissension. And even legal charges are pending now. So, you know, Don, what you're bringing to the table here is so incredibly important to understand. You know, we do our best to alert people through these radio talk shows and your programming. But I fear we're only getting through to a small minority of people, again, because of the control of the floodgates of the mainstream media. But the facts are facts. We have the proof of how it was created. We have the proof the vaccine is tied to the same group of people. But yet we do not know the specific details of how it was released.
Yes, well, we don't hear this from the mainstream media because they lie, okay? Why would these people suddenly tell us the truth about these vaccinations or this so-called pandemic, this alleged pandemic? Why would they lie about that? Or better yet, why would they tell us the truth about that?
Right.
Okay? It's more propaganda. And this is definitely their method. If it's a deadly vaccine, and I think the proof it should be in what is in the vaccine, and not by their declarations, but by independent, controlled, monitored analysis for the whole world to see. You see,
absolutely. Yesterday, when we had on our show, the author of this great book, Dr. Mary's Monkey. The proof is there, again, of the polio vaccination and the SV, simian virus 40, SV40, mutated monkey virus that was put into these polio vaccines, which are proving now absolute proof that this is the cause of this soft tissue cancer epidemic we're facing in this country. I've always wondered, you know, in my research as a naturopath and nutritionist, why during the 70s and 80s, with all of the billions of dollars spent in cancer research, why these soft tissue cancers are still continuing to explode? And I had a gentleman who, I can tell you, he was 30 years working as an oncologist in a major children's cancer hospital. I can't give you his name. He wants to remain anonymous. He did his own study, and he said, look, in all the 30 years of taking children into my cancer institute, I went back in the records. Not one out of tens of thousands of children with cancers have ever not been vaccinated. Think about it, folks. The cancer that goes into these children has got to come somewhere. It's not natural and normal for little children to have cancers. Look in the medical history going back as far back as you can go in the 20s and earlier. Cancer in children was absolutely unheard of. And now it's very common. Why? The polio vaccine structures still, to this day, have these cancer seeds in them. Now, that's the truth, folks. Can you handle the truth? Don, you know, how much do we, you know, what can we say? What can we do to get this information out there? Ed Haslam, God bless his heart for what he's done. His father, this whole book is in the memory of his father, Dr. Edward Haslam. You know, we just need to have people understand, get the book, buy the case, give it out to people. This information is painstakingly researched. It's a three-decade-long investigation. Listen to the video, the testimonies of Dr. Hillman and others declaring this. Okay, it's just absolutely incredibly important information given what's happening right now, real time, with these vaccines.
Yes, what you're describing too historically is in all the literature that's been leaked out of these secret societies that we mentioned at the top of the show. This is not something new. This is in their plans. They made these declarations.
Yeah, let me just turn again to this book in 1938, Hidden Hand, page 26 of it. And it quotes, again, this is an exact paper from 1905, and he specifically says let me just read the quote exactly. It is indispensable to create trouble in all countries and to the people's relations with their government so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, and even by the use of torture. We do this is in big, bold letters, we do this by the inoculation of diseases. 1905.
I rest my case.
I mean, and look who really, again, we got to wrap this together tightly. Look who has always been at the forefront of the inoculation of diseases. Who do you think has started this? The Rockefeller cartel. When? 1906, 1910. You have 1914, 1915, you have the Rockefeller cartel. The laboratories creating this worldwide phenomenon called the typhoid fever, typhus fever, vaccination. And you really follow the trail, follow how this vaccine was manufactured, taking human pustules from typhus fever blisters, injecting them into pigs, harvesting the infection from the pigs then into chickens, chicken eggs, and turkey eggs, and then back into humans. And we wonder why it is that in 1918, a very rare new infection goes all over the world, killing 50 million plus. And now we have Taubenberger's team at Fort Detrick in 1997 telling the world, because they have now this Oracle 8 software, they can map the gene structures. They're telling the world, guess what? This is a novel swine/avian/human influenza virus. Huh. Where did it come from to begin with in 1918? from the hand of our Creator? I don't think so. It takes man's hand to really mess up something like that. And it takes the hidden hand of the Rockefeller to make it really happen. So when you tie all these things together, Don, like you just showed so very well in your Three Stooges series, it goes back to the David Rockefeller and Nelson Rockefeller cartels, and it comes right from Granddaddy Rockefeller and John D. I've got a 2-hour DVD that I've done back 3 years ago on the origins of the AMA and the National Cancer Institute and all of it. And you bet, it goes right back to the Rockefeller Laboratories.
That's correct. It does at every turn. And all of the infrastructure for brainwashing and mind controlling the public through the educational system, through the religious system, through government itself, and through the media is all run by the same people. This is the understanding that we have to have, is that we should be looking at the Rockefellers, not just talking about them, but holding them accountable for this.
And now you have found this incredible link. Is there a way to do a blood analysis of Barack Hussein Obama to show his genetic parentage to the Rockefellers? That would be a fantastic science project.
Oh, I think you would come up with all kinds of anomalies, and then take a sample from David Rockefeller or any of the other Rockefellers. But he would be closest to the genetic makeup of Nelson and Michael C. Rockefeller.
Well, there was just a little blip in the White House blog where he said he was 1952, he was 52 years old, which would bring his birthday clear back to before the establishment of the Hawaiian birth registry.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that one?
Yes, well, I mean, it's just a never-ending escalation of insanity. That's all it is, and people are paying attention to that. Hawaii is not real. Nothing about Barack Obama, as published in his autobiography and news reports and historical accounts, educational documentation, Department of Health, immigration and naturalization, whatever. Whatever aspect you're going to look at, it's all fabricated.
Well, let's leave the listeners with a little bit of thought material here. Get their minds a little bit clicking. You made a mention of the Egyptology, the sarcophagi, etc. Now, there's been quite a bit of talk among those in the know, Secret Service agents who accompanied the president to Egypt on his recent visit, that there was a series of very secret ceremonies at the Great Pyramid involving Barack Obama. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I got some independent accounts on what was occurring in Egypt, and I found it interesting that when they showed him either statues or drawings or pictures, photographs of some of the more ancient Egyptian rulers, that he made some comment like, wow, he looks like me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a very strange comment to make. And I had already made my deduction about Egypt before that story even came out.
What were your deductions? Would you mind sharing those? Or
Well, my deduction was on the basis of in 1926, they having claimed to have found the DNA, or this was the original claim. There was a sarcophagus in Egypt, and it was that of a woman. They removed the head in 1926, and it allegedly disappeared by the time World War II was complete. And I found it interesting that the original publications of an Austrian doctor, which is interesting with Jane Burgermeister's lawsuit coming out of Austria, that this doctor had determined this was the DNA, the head of Arsinoe. In other words, we discovered Arsinoe. Who was she? She was Ptolemy's youngest daughter. And Ptolemy was appointed by Alexander the Great, Pharaoh of Egypt, during that day. Now, she had two older brothers who were Ptolemies, 14 and 15. So Ptolemy 13 had actually four children. The fourth was Cleopatra. How would they know that that DNA belonged to Arsinoe without having a comparative match? And I determined that the female side would have been Cleopatra, that they had already discovered, unannounced, Cleopatra's tomb, and had extracted her DNA, which is, they're doing this with the vaccines, are they not?
They're doing this with the software. You can't map these gene pools without this Oraclade software again.
Yes. So the significance is that he's half Rockefeller and half ancient DNA from Egypt.
Hold the phone. We got to take another break. We'll wrap this up in the last 5 minute segment. This is Born on the 4th of July. We'll be right back.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And welcome back to the final segment of Born on the 4th of July, the August 21st, 2009 edition. Don, you really have outdone yourself with your research. This Egyptian connection and the DNA analysis is something that's absolutely huge when you consider really the trihorn power that really is the summation, the top wellspring of all of this pure evil, as I call it, comes out of three centers, the City of London, Washington, D.C., and the Vatican. And those things all have one thing in common, the covert secret society worship of Egyptology. You have the rebirth of ISIS as their main goal. You have, in all of these city-states, the obelisk worship, the structures. In fact, St. Peter's Basilica had the pillar of Isis itself from Egypt brought into the center of St. Peter's Square there. So all of this is indeed making a lot of sense when you look at what they predict the coming Superman. Again, this book that I have right here, 1930 publication, The Hidden Hand, The Protocols, and The Coming Superman, and research done in the 1930s predicted coming of a gentleman that would have these esoteric powers, so to speak, from Egypt himself. So it's all just amazing how you have put the pieces together with this.
Well, we need to keep promoting that then, don't we? I mean, we learn through repetition. They know that from advertising. They know
right.
that from propaganda and the mainstream media. Certainly, we're not trying to brainwash people or cause people to believe things. We're bringing them to an awareness.
We're not asking for money or volunteers or people to sign up in a church or nothing like that. But yeah, in the next few minutes we have left, what, you know, we have all this information. Where is it all going? To what end? What's the answer to this? How can we survive and keep our freedoms intact, which is really the basic bottom line here?
Well, the main thing I would counsel the listening audience and you, Dr. Odd, is not to succumb to the fear that's intended through all this. You see, this fear is very crippling, and it's an illusion. Just like the documents, just like the photographs, the fear is no more real. It becomes your reality when you are uneducated about what these issues have uncovered. This is sort of like peeling back an onion. As we peel the layers of the onion, we get to the source of the strong odor, the overpowering odor of the inside of that onion. And, you know, cooking the onion and spicing it up and presenting it in different ways is how they work. We are witnessing the revealing or the unpeeling of the onion of truth. And truth does not need man to verify it, to substantiate it, to legitimize it. It stands on its own. And all these operations and these people performing them are doing is trying to obfuscate or mask the truth. And they're using deceit, they're using fraud, they're using every evil device at their disposal.
Right.
There's no goodness to be found in what they're doing.
Well, Christ, you know, I guess it goes back to where we are with faith. Again, but faith of honesty and truth. Christ said it best when he said, ye shall know the truth shall set you free. Here on my wall, in closing, I'd like to say, Don, I have a motto. It says, fear knocked on the door, faith answered, and nobody was there. Very well said in your closing statements. Go ahead and give us again your website and how to get a hold of you. And again, to read those Three Stooges, go to Washington. Go ahead.
Yes. My website is directlightproductions.com. My radio show is at bbsradio.com, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. And you can contact me through my Contact Us page.
Very good. Again, that wraps it up. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll look forward to hearing